Vineyard.
Somos Viña.
We are Vineyard.
Welcome to the We Are Vineyard podcast, conversations to help us grow with Jesus and each other. To prepare for the second week of Advent, the leader of our women's association, Melanie Forsythe Lee, will be sharing a devotion she's prepared on the theme of peace, followed by the song Christmas Melody from Vineyard Worship's album Humble King. Let's listen in.
Christmas is my favorite holiday of the year. I wish I could adequately describe the peaceful feeling that settles in my soul when I'm sitting by my fireplace, looking at my twinkly Christmas tree with all my favorite ornaments, listening to Bing Crosby on vinyl. It's a peace born of nostalgia, an amalgamation of 40 years of Christmas memories that wraps itself around me like a patchwork quilt, worn soft with age and use. Christmas is a time when my tendency of magical thinking reaches its zenith, and I am tempted to shut the world and its problems out for a few precious weeks and call it peace. I have a feeling, though, that this was not the kind of peace that Jesus came to bring, a peace born of nostalgia and avoidance, of separation and seclusion. When the prophets called Jesus the Prince of Peace, I doubt they had my cozy fireplace aesthetic in mind. Truly, though, if there was ever a year that I would want to shut out the world and call it peace, it would be this year. Peace has been in short supply. We've been wading through the murky waters of another contentious election cycle, affecting the peace of our churches, communities, and our own souls. We've seen the devastation of war in the Middle East and Ukraine played out on our phone screens, little children maimed and killed, an unimaginable loss of life that is unfathomable to the relative safety of our homes that we live in. Many of us watched in horror as hurricanes destroyed so many towns, and some of you listening might have lost your home, your business, and even someone you know, only to have your suffering exacerbated and hampered by rescue efforts, dwindling resources, insurance companies that find more and more creative ways of not compensating you for your loss. And we've seen the most vulnerable among us, the immigrants and the poor, villainized and used as props to stoke fear in the hearts of ordinary Americans. How do we light the Advent candle of peace in the face of such turmoil? Is it even possible to do so? I would like to humbly offer the words of A Christmas Carol as a roadmap to navigating an honest and faith-filled pursuit of peace this Advent season. When I heard this particular carol on my Bing Crosby record, it seemed out of place. Where were the sleigh bells? Where was the snow? But as the years have gone by, this carol has resonated deeply in my soul. The carol, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, was made famous by Bing Crosby, but it was actually adapted from a poem by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, written at the height of the Civil War. His wife had died tragically 2 years previous, and his beloved son headed off to fight the Confederates without his consent and ended up seriously wounded. If anyone had the right to give up the dream of peace on earth, it was Henry. Instead, he penned a Christmas poem that didn't need the pretense of a winter wonderland. He didn't block the world and its sufferings out on Christmas Day, something that I'm tempted to do and call it peace. Wadsworth chose to engage with Christmas honestly, not shying away from the hellishness of the Civil War he was living through. He chose to name the reality, to name his despair, while still believing that God was bigger than this current misery, that the promise found in Luke 2:14, first delivered by the angels to the lowly shepherds on the night that Jesus was born, still held true even in the midst of chaos. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men. The poem goes like this. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then from each black accursed mouth, the cannon thundered in the south, and with the sound of carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill to men. It was as if an earthquake rent the hearthstones of a continent and made forlorn the households born of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. But then pealed the bells, more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. My dear friends, as ministers of the good news of the gospel of Jesus this Christmas season, don't shut out the world and call it peace. We are followers of Jesus, and Jesus entered the chaos of our world as peace himself. Remember that Ephesians 2:14 tells us that Jesus is our peace, making us both one, and that with his very flesh has broken down the dividing wall of hostility. These are the bells that ring louder than the chaos around us. These are the bells that sound deep in the souls of those who have put their trust in the man called peace. And this is what we have to give away this Christmas. My dear friends, don't contribute to the chaos this Christmas season. Don't place your faith in anything other than Jesus this Christmas. This Jesus, friend of sinners, champion of the marginalized, the voice of the voiceless, the only worthy sacrifice, the man who resisted earthly power and instead chose to be a citizen of the kingdom. This Jesus, who did not bow to Rome, but existed within its empire, who knew that all kingdoms of the world would fail, but that his kingdom would have no end. This Jesus, who healed the sick, who cleansed the lepers, who honored women and trusted them with the most important message the world has ever heard. This Jesus, who forgave a wretch like you, who didn't count your sin against you, but brought you into his family. This Jesus, who defeated death and showed us a new way to be human. This Jesus, who sent his Holy Spirit to us and trusted us with his message and his miracles, is the only unfailing source of peace. And since he's promised never to leave, forsake, or desert us, I believe that we can light the candle of peace in the midst of our chaotic world and put Jesus on display. May our peace not come from a particular political party being in power. May it not come from a perfectly curated bubble of confirmation bias. May it not come from the absence of struggle or suffering. May our peace not rest with everything being right out there. And may it not come from the perfectly executed family gathering or the matching pajamas or picking the right gift. May we this Christmas season move a little closer to being the answer to the prayer that St. Francis of Assisi prayed hundreds of years earlier. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Divine Master, grant that I might not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Merry Christmas, Vineyard.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and nature sing. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
As we celebrate our 50-year anniversary in the Vineyard, if you're interested in learning more about Vineyard history, there are plenty of resources for you. Check out our show notes for links to books, YouTube videos, and more to learn about Vineyard history and identity. And make sure to keep listening to the podcast this year for stories of Vineyard churches throughout the year.